it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh Klingler, chief sideline reporter for the Chiefs Radio Network. He will be in Jacksonville on Monday night. Kling, earlier in the show, I was saying, you know what, Jacksonville, I think for Chiefs fans, it's not September. You know, this is a pretty decent trip to make. Cody immediately trashed the city of Jacksonville. Have you been there?
I have, and it's supposed to rain pretty much the entire time too. So yeah,
there goes the beach.
It's not sunny. Go to the beach. It's rain and we went to what was supposed to be a Chiefs bar the last time we were there, and I think I posted pictures the last time we were there, but it was so it had a Chiefs flag out front. You know, one of those. We cater to Chiefs fans. So we're like, okay, well, we'll go patronize this place on a Saturday night. And we go in there, and there's one guy behind the bar who's also maybe the chef. I mean, I don't know. He was seemingly doing it all.
He's like,
there were people there.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. It was like he was mad there were people there. He was changing over his shift. The two TVs had on like Me TV, you know, they had like, you know,
yeah, that's
Beverly Hillbillies is on one TV and something else was on the other TV. And it was like, ooh. So we've hunted around a little bit, haven't kind of found that, you know, nice little Saturday destination in Jacksonville. So, it hasn't been great. And then the stadium's a bit older now, right?
And jump in the pool.
That blue water looks dirty. I don't know how anybody would want to swim in that thing.
I feel like everything in Jacksonville seems dirty, and no one should want to be anywhere near the city.
So it wouldn't necessarily be a destination trip, but I'm sure plenty of Chiefs fans will still be going because they're kind of going everywhere.
Maybe in January or December, if you told me, at least I'm escaping, you know, the frozen tundra that is Kansas City on time, you know?
Yeah. I mean, 85 and rain, you know, okay.
No hurricanes, at least in the area, right? Those are off the coast.
That's true.
Kling, we're not trying
to... those are off the coast and pass by.
We're not trying to have too many big swings back and forth because I think Chiefs fans went from it's over, doom and gloom, to problem solved, everything's fixed.
Right.
Because they look so good against Baltimore. But it's hard not to come out of that Baltimore game and instantly feel better about their positioning, just knowing that, and I understand they eventually got hurt, but Baltimore is still a team that you have to play a real game against. And they played their best game, maybe their best game in 2 years.
And especially, I think if you look back, and I'm not saying this is for sure going to happen, but what if this is the game that broke Baltimore? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's true.
They look broken. I know it's early and they have time to regroup and stuff, but their defense is decimated. Who knows what was going on with Lamar Jackson the other day? And the coach not really backing him after the game was bizarre. So, you know, you could look back at that too and go, you kind of threw a knockout on what was a wounded opponent you thought was going to be a playoff type team and got rid of them early. But I allowed myself to appreciate Patrick Mahomes in this one more so than I do in a lot of games because I feel like it's a little bit taken for granted. Guys, I thought he was awesome the other day. I mean, just an absolute command of the offense, putting the ball where he wanted to, putting it in the tight windows, having that, you know, telepathy pass or two with Travis Kelce, obviously, you know, getting Xavier Worthy the ball, finding Tyquan Thornton in red zone. I mean, I just felt like he just was in absolute control of that offense and, you know, played about as good a game as he has in quite some time.
When you look at it, I'd say that's what we were just talking about with Matt McMullen. He just looked loose. Like, you can tell when, like, elite athletes are just kind of like, you can tell when Michael Jordan feels like he's going to score 50 that night. That's what it felt like with Mahomes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was just
going to go ahead and try whatever you want. I got this. And maybe we haven't seen that as much, you know, in the last maybe year or two when they've seemingly kind of had to grind through and struggle through. But that was just the dude that was in command of that offense. And then everybody else followed along, too. I mean, everybody looked pretty loose the other day. How could you not, the way they were running their offense?
We're talking to Josh Klingler here on 96.5 The Fan. Of course, you can hear him on the Chiefs Radio Network here Monday Night Football as the Chiefs take on the Jags. Defensively, what have you been seeing from that secondary? Because we know Spags is working his magic and is the best of the business, and it's why they've been able to turn this thing around as well, as much as the convo's about the offense. The secondary, in particular, Noel Williams and Jalen Watson are two of the guys I think have maybe showed up the most that were not talked about, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about Noel Williams with Matt, and yeah, he's been terrific. And what impresses me maybe the most is it's not like you're saying, well, there's a rookie there, let's give him some help, and throw a bunch of, you know, safeties over the top to help him out. They're just like, well, whoever's on your side, you're guarding them. That's what we do here. You're a corner. Go do your thing by yourself. I mean, there's no extra help because he's a rookie. So it's like right into the fire, and he seemingly looks like he can handle it. And physically, he's very good. You look in coverage and, you know, you see a guy running kind of step for step with a wide receiver, and it takes you a minute, right? You're like, oh, which one is that? Oh, wow, that's Williams. Like, he just looks the part. And I think it's really impressive too that they, you know, it's trial by fire. Go out there and do it. There's no safety net for this thing. Go out and do this thing. And I mean, who knows what Christian Fulton's going to bring? I mean, is this going to be one of those, you know, always going to battle to be on the field type things? And Noel Williams is going to step up and make that, you know, that extra corner spot, not even really extra corner, but the additional corner spot kind of obsolete that it is, remains to be seen. But if it's not, and, you know, you still have him as an extra guy, I mean, that's a pretty good spot to be in. I thought he's been great. I thought all the rookies have really done a nice job so far. You know, Omar Norman Lott has had his moments. Austin Gelati's had his moments. You know, we haven't seen Jalen Royals maybe yet. That's probably the only one. And obviously Simmons, you know, starting from day number one. So it's been a pretty good start for the rookie class.
Do you feel like the offensive line, we didn't talk about it much with Matt, but do you think the offensive line's gotten better every game? How do you view their performance overall? Obviously, this was their best game. Kingsley, no pressures. Simmons gave up the one sack, but Andy and everybody else had said it was Creed's best game. Do you see improvement every game, or how do you view the offensive line at this point?
And no Juwan Taylor penalties, right?
And no Juwan Taylor penalties,
because
yeah.
It's not a punchline. It's a fact, right? It's like reality. Like you don't want to have those negative plays. Those are just so frustrating because most of them are done without the whistle blowing. You know, like there's still. I'd rather you hold people than doing some of that other stuff, right? But no, I think they played pretty well. You know, I'd still love a game where you got maybe more burst in the run game. That you got the ability to break some people open a little more in the run game, but certainly from a pass blocking perspective, that's a big part of Patrick Mahomes looking calm and cool and collected, is that he's feeling protected. He was clean the other day, and so yeah, you got to tip your cap to the offensive line in that particular performance. Still waiting for that. I don't know. Maybe breakout run game guys. I think is a, you know, it's not necessarily something like to pine for, but just looking like you can be a threat,
right,
in the run game to bust off a big run every now and then, and not have like your, you know, a 10-yard run being reason to throw a parade, you
or
know,
Mahomes, like, or have to come from Mahomes or a wide receiver. You know, those, they have 10-yard runs, but yeah, not from running backs.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm I'd like to see it from the running back position. Breshard Smith, another rookie too, that's mm-hmm. kind of jumped in. They found some little niche things for him, and his role has increased here over the last couple of weeks. And so another of the rookies that's stepping up, and I think he would have a big opportunity as well, because I still think they're trying to figure out, you know, what exactly is their third down back. And I think it's been more of, you know, that pass catcher type, and I think he might fit that role a little bit better than the other guys.
Kling, as you start to focus in on Jacksonville a little bit, what have you kind of seen from them and your thoughts? We know the takeaways are the part that is so glaring for everybody, but you know, it's a team offensively that still hasn't done that much yet. What do you make of Jacksonville?
Yeah, I mean, +9 in that turnover margin is just massive, and you mentioned the takeaways, and it's not like they had 7-1 game and mm-hmm. you know, didn't have one in another. I mean, it's been like, you know, 3 every game, you know, and their ability to take the ball away. Last week's win was impressive. I know San Francisco is a little kind of flux right now, but you go on the road across the country and win that game, I don't care, you take it. I thought they were really good. ETN's burst is back, and I actually like the rookie that compliments him too. He hasn't got a lot of carries just yet, but He's a guy that looks like he's got some speed and some breakaway ability too. The backup running back also is the kick returner. So they, and a kick returner and a punt returner that both broke big plays last week. So they can do things in special teams too. So there's probably a lot of reasons why this team can kind of hang around a little bit, but shut down the run game to me. And, you know, the old adage of cut the head off the snake, right? I think it's don't let ETN get going and make Trevor Lawrence have to try to push the ball down the field, because it doesn't look like they're really interested. They're kind of taking a bunch of stuff, quick passes from the quarterback and big runs from the running back. So, you know, go ahead and try to limit those things and make them, you know, try to beat you in a different way. And, you know, the defense has kind of done their thing here the last few weeks, and I'm sure Spags will draw something up to try to have that vein. I like too when there's like a definitive like number one running back. I feel like that Karlaftis and Jones and all those guys, Bolton, really get up when there's like, all right, we gotta stop this guy because we're tired of hearing him being talked about.
Text line,
so
by
we'll
the
talk
way,
more about like Travis Etienne the whole time just to get the defensive front seven going.
Text line, by the way, giving you one recommendation before we let you go for Jacksonville. They said European Street, a great Saturday afternoon bar for you in Jacksonville with multiple locations. I know nothing else about this place.
European Street in Jacksonville, Florida. I mean, why wouldn't it be?
Honestly, that sounds like normally when it sounds weird like that, Kling, you know this from travel. That usually means it's a good spot.
That's probably true.
But it makes no sense.
We'll give it a shot. We're open to suggestions about Jacksonville. We've been there a couple times now and haven't really found that go-to spot.
It's usually a large menu, Kling. I'm looking at the menu. There's quite a bit of options here for you.
Nice. And TVs. And you gotta have the TVs as well when we're at that.
Yeah, I haven't seen a photo from the inside. I'll let you explore that a little bit. We appreciate it. Enjoy the trip down to Jacksonville.
Thanks, guys.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.